If you get connected up with the Meta glasses, you just maybe say, call Ira, and then you're connected automatically?
That's the way it's supposed to work now. I did have it fail one time, but that is the new way you're doing it. I know what you're talking about, Juliet. That used to be, you have to go to Ira, then you make like a WhatsApp call, and then you click on your... Yeah. That's not the case anymore.
No, Judy, it's much easier now.
So if like, you're walking down the street and your phone's in your pocket or your bag or something like that, and you could have your glasses on and say, hey, Siri, make a call with Ira Explorer, and in theory it should work.
I'm using my old Windows 10 laptop just for one thing, the Money Talks program. I disconnected everything. I'm not paying for the Office, whatever, 365. I'm not even paying for JAWS anymore. I just have this old version I'm using. Is this true that I can go to the Microsoft store and just buy this 2022 version of Word and install it, and then I don't have to do a subscription? Is that true?
I think it's 2024, really. You can buy what they call a perpetual license, and you don't even have to get it from Microsoft, so you get it from like Amazon or someplace like that. They kind of discourage that. They really like people to buy subscriptions because that's more of a guaranteed income going forward for them. You can just buy it as a one-time license,
This is for anyone who has a Apple Watch. It seems like my battery is not keeping its charge. I did turn it off and booted it up to see if that's going to make a difference today. But I just wanted to know if anyone's experienced that. My watch is about 2 years old or 2.5 years old. So I don't know if it's time to get a new watch or if they actually would replace a battery.
Nina, how long is your watch keeping the charge?
It's charging from when I get up in the morning till maybe dinner time.
How many things do you have unsilenced? Like, one of the reasons John and I get better charge out of our watch is we've turned a lot of things off. If you're using it, for example, to work out, to check messages,
brightness, screen on or off.
You're going to kill your battery no matter what you do.
I guess I need to go into the watch app
and see what you have on and off. And see if that helps.
She has a CGM, and every time it goes off in the night, it also wakes the watch up.
That's not helping your battery life either.
One thing she could do as well is just at night, just turn off the watch.
My only thought was if it's a version 7.
Yeah, it's starting to get old. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys. I'll inquire with them, and I'll also go into the watch app and see what else is checked on that I don't need or don't know, and if maybe just shut it down at night.